Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, October the 28th, 2017. And the time is 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And I know I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another link in the chain, if you will, as talking about if I told you what I know, we would not be friends. Now, and I say that, you know, in kind of like a joke, but in actuality, it has some truth or some meat. So if I told you what I know, we would not be friends. This is part three, so we've been kind of going along or talking about that. Today, we want to address what I'm going to be talking about in the next series that starts on Monday, which is, again, talking about demystifying what is called plasma. But we want to demystify plasmonics. and under over and understand what that means. And to understand what that means, we really have to look at what the scripture talks about when it says, as in the days of Noah. So something was going on during the days of Noah. And we all know that that is a genetic manipulation, a modification. But the question is, the engineers that was performing the genetic manipulation and the modification. So without going too deep into it this Sabbath day or Saturday, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify for you today that the genetic engineering that was going on during the day or days of Noah is actually going on today. So if I told you that you are a product of that genetic engineering that is going on today, that also was going on during the days of Noah, we probably would not be friends. So as in the days of Noah, something is going to be taking place. So let's go quickly over to Matthew chapter 24, verse 27, and we want to demystify the movie Prometheus. So hopefully you saw the movie Prometheus. I watched it again last night, and it's very profound because inside of that movie, there's some deep shiznits. If you over to under, over, and understand. So in that movie, it lines up with one of the things that I know that most people don't. So most people don't know that their God is a dumbed down version of the original. Most people that I know don't know what I know when it comes to Matthew 24:34. So Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Matthew 24, verse 37 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. The New Living Translation says, Matthew 24, 37, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. So we know that in Noah's day, something was going on. Now, verse 38, Matthew 24, 38 says, for in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. So again, there's an outside meaning, and then there's an inside meaning. It is exo and it is esso. So Noah did something to preserve or to maintain or to continue his life. Now, depending on which text you read, if you read anything that's outside of the traditional Helios Biblius text, you know that Noah was one of those guys that was like in the movie Prometheus. Because when Noah was born and Noah's son was born, they originally wanted to remove Noah from the planet because Noah was white. He had what we call Caucasian. So to my understanding, before that, there was no such thing as a Caucasian individual because I couldn't find it in none of the texts. So they said that Noah's son, if you understand or remember the text, and I've done a lot of shows on this, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. You can just look at some of the previous shows because we're talking about a deeper understanding of why you need to be on the series that I'm talking about on Monday, which is plasma photonics. Because plasma does something that allows the photons to do something that they're originally designed to do. And so we need to break this down so that way you can understand it. Because if I told you what I know, we probably would not be friends. Because if you could go into the Bible and look at the definition, which I've done on many shows, and look up the definition of the word God, the word Lord, and the word Lord God, and all of the other different definitions inside the Bible, you will see something. You will see that each word represents a different disposition. And we say, Brother Will, that's not nothing new. See, the difference between what I know and what most people don't know, I talked about inside of the Blood God series. So your blood type determines your God type. So everybody I know, they either believe in the one supreme God, and they say his name is Jehovah. His name is Yahuwah, one of the names I use. His name is Yahweh. There's a lot of different people who got a different name for the traditional Hebrew or Judaic God. Then there's people like me and, you know, a few other people, Zen Garcia, the name one, who overstand that there was a plethora of deities that engineered mankind based upon the definitions of the words that's found in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. And so these were the gods, little g, that it talks about in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, and Judges chapter 6, verse 10. These are the little g's, again, that's inside of the movie Prometheus. When they fly to this planet, they go in and they meet these big old tall white dudes. And these dudes who are supposed to be their makers, because the whole reason that they went there to the planet was to find their maker, the entities that engineered mankind. And they found them, and that entity basically killed them, tried to anyway. One lady escapes with her life. You guys, have y'all seen the movie Prometheus? So those weren't gods. Those were dumbed-down versions. Those were demigods. So that's what we got in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. But then that is just a truth. That is not the truth. Because guess what? The powers that be always give you option A, believe in one God, Jehovah. Or they're going to give you option B, believe in a bunch of demigods that it talks about in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. If you look at the definition, again, it means Elohim, plural. It means, again, more than one. And it means mighty, mighty men of renown. And we've looked it up on many shows. But what if it's not option A, it's not option B, but it's option C? Well, option C is not even on the table. Again, as I say on every show, I'm an option C guy. So option C is not on the table. How can you believe something that's not even on the table? Well, that's the whole point of the game. So again, what I know is option C, because the question is, they engineered something that was already here in Genesis. And in all of the ancient texts, the Sumerian texts, they came down here, they saw the IGG, they saw Cro-Magnon, they saw, as in the movie Lucy, there was already a being here, they just manipulated its genetic code. So the question I have for you is, who created that being? Now, in the movie Prometheus, at the end of the movie, when they go there and they find their creators, and they find that their creators is just an advanced Homo sapien, way bigger. He was just like the Bible says in Genesis and in the book of Kings. You know, remember King Og, Noah flood? Remember the movie Noah, Hollywood version? There's a dude who sneaks onto the ship. If you don't believe me, watch the Hollywood version. Remember, Christians was protesting. They said, don't watch the movie. Anytime Christians say don't do something, I run to go do it. Because again, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. So if everybody says go left, you can trust. You can put all your money where the will is going right. Guaranteed. But if everybody say go left and everybody else say go right, you can guarantee, put all your money, that Brother Will is going straight down the middle. I never choose option A or option B. I always choose option C. So in the movie, the lady says what I said. The guy says, okay, we came, we met our maker. He was a big white dude. They tried to kill us. He was, again, a demigod. He was the offspring. He was the mighty man of renown. He was an Elohim. That it says in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. He wasn't God. He was, again, a mighty man of renown. He was the offspring of the Nephilim, an angel, and Homo gigantuan, a Homo, again, erectus, a Homo Neanderthal. There's eight different types of mankind. Turn it around, kind of men. So what I know that most people don't know, that if I tell you what I know, you probably would not be my friend. is the Genesis 1 story is a truth, is not the truth. The Epic of Gilgamesh is a truth, it's not the truth. The Egyptian story is a truth, it's not the truth. Quetzal Kalo, we could talk about. We could talk about the feathered serpent. We can go over to Japan and talk about the dragon. All of those are a truth. Those are all demigods. Those are all Elohim. They're not the creator. They're a creator. They are creative. They're not the creator. See, to be creative, you have to have existing mass or matter. To be the creator, you don't need shiznits. You pull it out of thin air. Lucifer could not do that. Belfagor could not do that. Asmodeus could not do that. Leviathan could not do that. Lucifer could not do that. Samael could not do that. Azael could not do that. All of these are watered down versions of the original that you worship, that you say is God. So my question is, who made them? You ever ask that question? See, people don't ask that question. I do. Because I want to go back to the original, the source code, brother, the source code, sister. So what I know that most people don't know is just like in the movie Prometheus, Hollywood hides the truth in plain sight. Just like in the movie Noah, Noah was the only one spared in the flood because Noah's genetic God that manipulated him, not the original, the watered down version. Now, you should be saying, Brother Will, I don't believe you. I recommend that you read my book or look it up for yourself. You will find it in the text. It says it right there. And then Noah has a son. And then Lamech says, well, hey, let's kill him. Because they said that his skin looks like somebody that has leprosy and his eyes illuminates the room. Now, there's a book of Noah, which I know all of you are very learned individuals. And y'all over, under, and stand in. Y'all understand. So in the book of Noah, it reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies exactly what I just said. So in the book of Noah, it says that his eyes illuminated the room. Now, the Bible says something about that in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 36, when it talks about the third eye. And it's talking about if your whole body is full of light with no part of it in the dark. Psalms 18:28 also talks about this illumination that removes dark. But again, the thing that I believe, that I know, that other people don't know, that if I told you that we would not be my friends, you mean you would not be friends, is that scripture. The word Lord is in all caps. Psalms 18, verse 28. It says, indeed, you are my lamp, Lord. All caps. Fictitious. My God. Not caps. Real. Illuminates the darkness around me. Now, again, you should be saying to yourself, Brother Will, I don't believe that shizness, homie. Because again, 20 years ago when I read it, I didn't believe it either. So we have to dig deeper. That's what didactic discourse is. And so when the scripture says, and it talks about Noah's son, and it says that his eyes illuminated the room, that is a reference to the blue eyes that it talks about. Now, again, some people say that that is. Then some people say that that is not true. So we got to go deeper. So remember, in the movie Prometheus, when the big dude comes out, kills everybody, and says, well, hey, he looks like us, but he's not us because he had a ship, and on board that ship, there was a bunch of nuclear weapons that he was going to Earth to destroy the Earth. And they were asking him, why were you going to destroy the planet? Well, you have to watch the movie Jupiter Rising or Jupiter Ascending. Y'all remember that movie? They was doing something called harvesting. Well, in the Bible, it talks about You know, the laborers are few. I mean, the harvest is ripe or full, but the laborers are few. The Bible talks about a lot about harvesting. Now, again, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack, but what is harvesting? Are we in the movie Jupiter, again, Ascending? It talks about it. And then the people in the movie Jupiter Ascending, they're called the House of Barakas. You ever look that up? I already did the show on it. Those dudes are dudettes, or real dudes are dudettes. And so the inhabitants of Earth are what? Now, it's interesting because most people, again, if they knew what I know, as I've said to you guys before, probably wouldn't be friends. Because I can walk out in my backyard and I can see an anthill. Now, I really don't have nothing against ants, as I've said on many shows. But if I'm cutting my lawn and that those ants are in my lawn, I'm probably going to end up destroying the entire ant colony. And to the ant, I probably look like God, because I'm really big and I got all power over them. I'm all knowing and I'm all present. So I have to the ant, even though I'm not God, from the ant's perspective, I am God. So these dudes or dudettes, they come to us from Nibiru every 25,950 years. I've done many shows on what it talks about the Old Testament, as I've asked you and I've begged you and I've pleaded with you to please look up the definition of the when the death angel came over. The word death angel means destroyer. Destroyer. What does that mean? Again, an angel technically means wormwood. It means Nibiru. Planet X, the second sun. So the powers that be, they already know that that's getting ready to happen again, because, again, every 25,000 umpty ump years, this, again, cosmic event takes place that is on the apocalyptic scale. So, see, what I know that most people don't know, that if I was to tell you what I know, you probably wouldn't be my friend, because of the biblical perspective that goes contrary to the astrological perspective or the cosmology. Now, again, I don't recommend that you believe me. I just recommend that you do something that I do, which is called historic. Look up historical fact. Read ancient texts. And you will find that there's nothing new on the sun. I was watching a special about Nikola Tesla, and it's mind-blowing because Nikola Tesla was connected to something or to someone. And Nikola Tesla said something that he's always said, with that I know that if again, I told you, you probably wouldn't be my friend. Nikola Tesla's numbers and my numbers are exactly the same. So like Nikola Tesla, again, all of the things that Nikola Tesla had and does, I have and do. I have these creative moments. I have what they call, you know, bipolarism. Nikola Tesla had the same thing, because Nikola Tesla was a 6. He was a 33. He was a 3. He was a 6 and a 9. So that number, according to Nikola Tesla, the number 3, the number 6, and the number 9, if you know what those numbers mean, according to Nikola Tesla, you have the key to the universe. So I researched and I know what those numbers mean. So I wrote a book called The Key of Knowledge. So Nikola Tesla has it and I have it, but do you got it? So you don't have to have those same, you don't have to have that particular life path number. You don't have that particular expression number. You don't have that have to have that particular soul urge number. You don't have to have the those four numbers in your makeup to under, over, and understand. You just got to ask the right questions to get the right answers. Because it is actually inside of the 3, the 6, the 9. That is called, again, phase conjugation. That is called the golden means. That's called the golden ratio. That's called the golden rule. That spiral that's inside of your ear, it's inside of your hand, it's inside of every seashell, every shape. Now, Leonardo da Vinci, he knew the secret to the numbers 3, 6, 9. And I'm going to share that secret during the plasmonic, because if you know the secret to 3, 6, 9, then you reactivate the cellular communication system. and you reconnected with the divine source of all informing. And then your intuition takes you in. And it's this understanding that you're going in. What does that mean? You're reconnecting yourself with the source. The Bible says it this way: let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So there is something that takes place if you understand plasma phase conjugation, which activates what is called the biofilm that's around your cells, that's called a cellular membrane. So you are a plasma-based being, but you must understand plasma photonics that activate the cellular communication so that way you're not subject to the gene ticks or the gen, because your genes are controlled by the gens. These big, again, Anglo-Saxon or Caucasian-looking blue-eyed beings. That's Noah was one of them, which is why he was spared. Now, most people, again, if I told you what I know, it goes against the tradition. Therefore, most people take tradition over truth. I'm cool with that. I did it for 25 years, too. And then I found that that dog don't hunt. So I traded it in for a new one. And now it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that when we talk about why these shows are so important, because now you're making a decision without all of the information. So if you didn't take the first series that I did, when I say your blood type is your God type, you don't know what I'm talking about. So I know that if I got A positive blood, that means that my blood, that I'm, the word positive, positive means that I have something called the Zeus, which we call the Reese's, which is, again, if you understand the story of Prometheus, the word Prometheus means forethought. He was a Titan deity from Greek mythology who was the creator of mankind. And he was also mankind's benefactor, meaning that he wanted to help out mankind. And he was the guy, again, that supposedly stole fire from Mount Olympus. Well, also, the story talks about, and it described Prometheus, that he was able to do these great exploits. But Zeus wasn't cool with that, so Zeus banished him to eternal punishment. So Prometheus... Now, the story goes, again, if you're looking at it from the Sumerian text, it's Enki and Enlil. So Enki and Enlil, I forgot which one, but one of them was pro-mankind. The other one said kill mankind. And so to preserve mankind, they told one of these dudes, a.k.a. Noah, hey, something get ready to come, homie. So do this so that way my creation can survive. It was his creation, not God's creation. So you are the offspring of this genetic manipulation. You're not the offspring of God's creation. Because if you read very carefully in the book of Genesis, God made one man, Adam. Everybody else is a manipulation or a descendant of Adam. God never went back and made another man. After he made Adam, that was it. Everybody else is the offspring of Adam. That's why there's a difference between the Son of God and the Son of Man. But again, if I tell you what I believe, what I know, we probably wouldn't be friends. So the movie Prometheus is telling you in plain sight the same thing that the movie Noah is telling you. Everybody that has old blood is a descendant of King Og. Old blood was wiped off the freaking planet. How did old blood survive? King Og snuck on the ship. Og is code for O. Don't believe me? Go to the book of Kings and read it. King Og was a Raphaim or a Nephaim. Everything, everyone in the Bible, that end in all of the names in the Bible. And again, read King Og's bed. When the Bible describes his bed, the cubit, and then translate that the cubits over into feet, his bed. Just the bed he slept in, King Og. So, but if I tell you what I know about King Og, you probably would not be my friend. So my blood, A positive, is the blood from Adam U. So my blood is the original man blood. So my blood is the original man's blood that is co-mingled with one of the fallen entities' blood. That's why I got positive and not negative blood. So I already know who my daddy is. And so it's not the big G. So I got to read John 10. Because when the big G comes back for his people, according to John 10, they hear his voice. So there is something in the photons, which I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify when I do the series on plasmonics. So plasmonics is a state of matter that blows people's cookies, because plasma does something that other states of matter cannot do. And when you mix plasma and light together, something happens, which we're going to I'm gonna break down during the series. So your blood is carried by plasma. But most people don't know what plasma is. So we must break it down during the series. Because it's important, because this proves scientifically what I've been saying for 25 years. Because plasmonics is the study of the interaction of light, photons, and plasma. So plasmonics, again, talks about how this interaction does something on the electronic and the optical scale. It allows for a faster transmission of something called information over great distances using something called a plasmon. So if you don't know this, you will think that what is being spewed out as truth today is truth, because you don't got the science. You don't have the biology. You don't have the astrology. Now you got the scriptures. That's a start. But as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man, not the Son of God. But if you don't know the difference between the Son of Man and the Son of God, then you don't know what I know. And if I was just come out and tell you what I know, we probably would not be friends. So all of the ancient myths, all of the ancient legends talks about Prometheus and what Prometheus did for mankind. Now, again, if you go further back, if you go past the Greeks, and if you go back to Sumner and the Samaritans, which is supposed to be the oldest text, the reason I'm doing the series in the order that I did it, the reason that I restructured everything I've done my entire life, the reason that I have the life optimization system, the reason that I have not already melded out to you is because I had to restructure it in an order that could benefit you. And so I have to wait till the end of the year. So thankfully, the people that are already paid and that are part of the life management system, which used to be, again, the Clarinomics Temple Builders, which used to be the Eagles Club and Eagles University. And so the Father rearranged and gave me structure and start from the bottom, and we put it in a 7-tier system. So now in 2018, when I mail out these USBs and you receive it and it has all my information in it, it will be organized in a manner that will allow you to understand with clarity. Because we all started with understanding blood. Then we went to understanding carbon and melanin. Then we went to understanding light. Then we talked about spirit. Now we are addressing plasma. And we will finish up this year talking about ether. All of this represents the 7 chakra systems. These are the 7 energy centers. These are the 7 heavens. This is going to allow you to get reconnected with the pleru that it talks about in the ancient text, which in Greek is the pleroma, which in English means fullness of the Godhead. So the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. So the fullness of the Godhead must dwell in your body, because Yahushua is the firstborn. But in order for that to take place, you must understand phase conjugation, not congregation. You must understand what they call, again, implosion instead of explosion. And without this understanding, you cannot return back to the fullness, which activates, again, intuition, enthusiasm, inspiration, and charisma. That allows you to be charismatic. That way, when you speak like Yahushua did. So it's a principle of bonding. The Bible calls it at one ment, atonement. So everything is designed, again, to optimize or maximize or manage your priesthood, to manage what God has designed and gifted. But how do we do it? Well, they want you to do it the way Noah or the way that your genetic engineers did it. God doesn't want you to use technology. He doesn't want you to use witchcraft or Wicca. He doesn't want you to use no altered states of consciousness. He doesn't want you to make no soul contracts with no lesser deities that in exchange for something, they will give you the gift of blood magic and allow you to swap blood in exchange and allow you to enter into the stellar, which is the cellar. These blood magic contracts that everybody, again, is doing now keeps you trapped in this lower level. It doesn't activate the crown chakra, meaning it doesn't return you back to the fullness of the Godhead. So you become part of the witch Wiccan, and you get stuck because now you are the spiritual spouse of a lower level spirit or entity because you did not connect back using heteros gammas to your source, which is holy matrimony, what we call marriage. And you see, my brothers and sisters, there is something about this, the ethereal realm, which is where we're going to end up at. We're not there yet. We've got to go through the plasma realm first before we get to the ether, the dark matter, which they say all the space is made up of. And so the most important thing that you must take away from all of the stuff that I talk about is that what everybody gives you is a truth. So never when somebody comes up to you and say that Satan is God. Sure, yes, he is to his people. The Bible says you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. So Satan has children. So if somebody comes up to you and gives you a truth, don't disagree. Because remember, whatever you resist persists. You empower it by the fact that you are denying it. So when you agree with somebody, what happens? You ever seen that when somebody real confrontational? Let's say you cut somebody off in traffic. They are angry. They following you. You pull over. They jump out their car. They angry. And if you immediately say, man, I'm sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't see you. Most people, they're going to like, because they're wired and they're ready for confrontation. But instead of giving them confrontation, if you do something that's called phase conjugation, which means loving without ownership, what does that mean? That means loving, giving love in exchange for receiving evil. It means turning. I did a series way back in the day that talks about, again, the title of the series was called How Does, let me use a politically correct term, poop float. You ever seen buoyancy? How in the world does a aircraft carrier float? Now, them aircraft carriers are umpteen thousand tons. How does an airplane get off the ground? How does poop float? How do you transmute evil? How do you turn what the enemy meant for evil into good? Well, you can answer that question, brothers and sisters, me and you are on the same page. How do you take what the devil meant for evil and turn it around and use it for your good? How do you see in the dark? See, you're going to stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. God ain't coming to get you. He ain't rescuing you. He ain't taking you out. You on this planet to transmute poop into gold. That's your job. Your job is to transmute evil, not pray to get rid of it, not ask. Remember, Paul already tried that. He asked, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, I ain't taking that thorn out your side. So your gift, your product, your service, and your information, please listen very carefully. Your product and your service and your information that you should be selling right now or again, sharing is the thing that's whooping your aspiratus right now. King David asked for wisdom because he didn't have it. He thought he didn't. He said, I got a bunch of people, and I don't know how to rule them. God said, I'll give you anything you want. He said, give me wisdom so that I can rule my people. Two women, one baby comes in. Problem. When you ask for money, you get poverty. When you ask for weight loss, you get weight gain. When you ask for wisdom, you get ignorance. When you ask for a great relationship, you get a bad one. You stay in the dark till you can see in the dark, because the dark doesn't exist. The dark doesn't have power over the light. But the light comes in to show you that, and we love darkness more than we love the light. That's what the scripture says. We love our genetic engineers more than we love God. Did you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, which is the foundation? It's my favorite scripture next to Hebrews 4:12, next to Philippians 4:8 or whatever it is, next to Hebrews 6:1. Remember, Hebrews 6:1 is my foundation. Let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's my favorite scripture, Hebrews 6:1. After that, Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is live, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is the son of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then next is Philippians 4:5. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God and not consider Robert to be equal with God. Then Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Why is this so important, brothers? Because I don't need no freaking book. I am the book. The word of God is not written on tablets of stone any longer. It's written on the hearts and minds of His people. And if you don't know that, you indeed kimchi. The enemy is counting on the fact that you don't know who you are. And you think you darkness. You walk around beating yourself up because you watched a porno movie last night. Nobody cares. All of creation is groaning, moaning, waiting for the sons of God, not the sons of men, to stand up and take their rightful place. And you walk around and talk about a porno movie. The devil's job is to come and destroy your destiny. If he can't destroy your destiny, he wants to derail your destiny. And if he can't derail your destiny, he'll settle for delaying your destiny. One of those three D's going to get you. Guaranteed, you listen to the sound of my voice, you have not transmuted darkness. You have not transmuted dirt into gold. What is an alchemist? I started out this journey 30 years ago with a prayer. I wanted to be an alchemist. So I enrolled in a school in Italy, Florence, Italy, to become an alchemist. You know what an alchemist do? They transmute metal. They transmute trace metal into gold. That's what I started. I didn't even know what I was asking for. God gave me exactly what I wanted. What am I doing now? I'm transmuting souls in the saints. God is going to take what the devil meant to destroy you, and he's going to use it to empower you. All you got to do is look the devil in the eye and tell him, her, it, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we're not talking about the little one. We're talking about the big one. And then your intention every morning when you wake up is one thing. I'm here for the truth, not a truth. That is all I say. The Holy Spirit takes over the rest. You don't need no concrete, this, that, and the other. If you got one, that's great. Your product is your problem. See, if I told you like I told you, if I told you what I know, you probably wouldn't believe me. You probably wouldn't be my friend. So I'm going to tell you what I know. You got a problem. It ain't going nowhere. It's going to keep whooping your ass until you get tired of it. And then you're going to stand up and you say, what? You know what? I'm not going to have this weight problem anymore. And then whatever you do to solve your problem, write it down in a book. Put it in a freaking video. Post it on YouTube. And you will not work again. Because your cast is in your past. Your problem is your product. What's your problem? Oh, you got mental issues? That's a product. You got trust issues? That's a product. You got relationship issues? That's a big product. Maybe you got faith issues, like I did, Brother Will. See, I had a guard in the guard I had. He let me go. The woman that was beating me had a collar on and a Bible in her hand. That messed up my theology, Brother Ron. I was messed up, homie. Why was God beating me with a metal pipe? And he wasn't beating nobody else. So my theology was whack. That was my problem. I didn't trust God. I didn't believe in God. Because the people who was placed in a position of authority over me, they didn't act like God. So therefore, I turned my back on God and I said, I know he don't exist. So I had to prove. I was like Dalton Thomas, show me the nail scars in your hand, dog. If you can't show me and you, I'm going to go hang out with Lucifer because he pays good. So I did. And then he pays good. Me and Lucifer was best friends. He check in with me every once in a while, see if I want to come back. I thought, no, I'm good, homie. See, most people, they don't tell you the truth. They just give you watered down versions of it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I turned my back on everything that I was taught, everything that I know about God, and I went and served the devil faithfully. Most people will not tell you that. But I tried, trust me, to do more. The devil said, no, dog, we can't. God got his hands on you. You lucky. Because I desire to shift you as wheat. But somebody pray for you. See, I had a praying mama, praying grandmother. Because I tried. I went to the devil and said, yo, sign me up, homie. He said, nope, can't sign you up, dog. We don't want you. Get up out of here. Even when I wanted to do evil, God's grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. That, my brothers and sisters, is your destiny. If you're listening to this series, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, and if you've been listening to this, there is no way you could sit here and listen to me ramble for an hour without the Ruach and the Pneuma activating your cells and increasing your chi and your prana through what is called bioamplification. This is reversing the curse. You've been emotionally cloned. Do you know what emotional cloning is? They can take somebody else's emotion and put it on you. You got emotional issues? Them emotional issues are not even your own. You've been emotionally cloned. And you don't even know it. So you beat yourself up, and it's not you. Did you read Romans 7 and 8, the entire chapter? I want to do good. I want to do it. But the thing I want to do, I don't do. And the thing I don't want to do, I do. Wretched man that I am. You think that the big G don't know that you've been genetically mind-elfed by the little G? He allowing this crap to happen for one reason and one reason only. The same reason I would allow my son to go through. I allowed certain things to happen. Number one, for my son to get the experience. Number two, so he can learn. So my son says when he was in high school, Dad, I want to drink. I'm going to drink anyway. So I said, son, you're going to have a party. You're going to have it in my backyard. I'm a bottle of alcohol. You're going to drink right here. You ain't driving and killing nobody and ending up in prison. Everybody thought I was crazy. What? You're going to buy alcohol for your children? Yep. You're going to let them drink? Yep. I'd rather they be supervised. Now they're going to sneak out and do it anyway. Why not supervise it, control it? So the big G is allowing you to go through whatever you're going through so he can supervise it, so you can learn from it. You become a better, better being. So you walk around here beating yourself up, not understanding the big picture. That's why I don't run from adversity. I run towards it. Firemen, they don't run from fires. They got training to put out fire. Why are you running from devils? Why are you running from problems? Why are you running from adversity? I don't run from no problems, from no adversity. I run towards it. Sign me up for the program, homie. Why? Because I'm going to whoop it. I don't care what it is. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Because as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. During the days of Noah, it was freaking chaos. During the days of Noah, everybody was running around like a chicken with their head cut off. Now, remember the verse after that, it said that they was marrying, they was giving themselves in marriage, they was eating, they was drinking. Everything that's going on today happened before, and it's going to happen again, because this world that we live in is cyclical. There's nothing new under the sun. So in conclusion, that means conned explosion or conned illusion. So let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because when we talk about the occult roots of nanobiological application that results in a programmed or processed individual, either they're going to program you or process you. If the enemy can't program you, TV, social media, love and hip hop, if he can't program you, he can't program me. I pimp the game. I know those TV programs are trying to program me. That's why it's called a television program. I ain't not buying it. So he said, okay, no problem, dog, no problem. We're going to process you. If he can't program you, if he can't process you, then he's going to settle for possessing you. Now, remember, he's doing that with your destiny, and he's also doing that with your person. So, number one, he comes out of the gate, and he says, okay, let's program this fool. Talking about me, not you. And it worked for a little while. Then I pimped the game, and I said, I'm not watching no more TV. I'm getting out of it. I'm not sitting up here every Sunday, spending all day every Monday night. And I was programmed by sports. Sports was my God. Then I pimped the game, and I got out of that program. He said, oh, man, he pimped us. He found us out. Let's process him. And he become a processed person. So I got involved in a lot of processes, starting with processed food. So I got addicted to processed sugar, processed food. I got into education, which is a process. You go down to the DMV, you got to go through a process to get your driver's license. You go to college to get a degree, there's a process. So everything I got into, which was, again, what I talked about before, the psychovirus, which is Wittico or Wittiki, which is a process. And if you pimp that game, you say, well, okay, you know what? I'm going to clean up. I'm going to detox. I'm going to get into eating healthy. I'm going to start eating, you know, green leafy vegetables. You know, fruits are nature's cleansers. Vegetables are nature's healers. So I got into it, and I pimped the game, and I cleaned out. So they couldn't program me. They couldn't process me. So he ended up finally saying, okay, we're going to possess. So what did he do? Oppression. So he sends somebody into your life again, or he allows events to happen to you, and it's cruel, it's harsh, it's unjust. You didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for, I didn't ask that the things that happened to me when I was little to happen. That was cruel. The only caregiver that I had to be taken away, that was cruel. It was harsh and it was unjust. So therefore, when I was a little dude, I was depressed. And this depression leads to recession, and then the recession leads to possession. That three-step process kills or ends the game. So, brothers and sisters, let me bring the message to a close, not a conclusion. The only thing that we need to understand is simply this. This process, the enemy's job, if he can't program you, he's going to process you. If he can't process you, he's going to possess you. Those three processes uses the three D's to prevent you from fulfilling your destiny. And that is, he wants to destroy you, he wants to derail you, or he wants to delay you. If he can't do those three things, he's going to go to the program, the process, and the possession. So I need you to join me on Monday, again on October the 30th, is when the series starts at 12 noon. Cost is $49. Simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation, again, to join me for the series that we're going to really, really break down what I call touchless torture. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down the acronym SATAN, which stands for silent assassination through the amplification of the neuron. And we're going to break down, again, the bio-amplification of your neurons, which is simply means that they are amplifying or heating up. That's why your cell phones has went from 2G to 3G, from 3G to 4G, and from 4G to 5G. That is the amplification process. That is the heating up of the body. And that goal is because if they can heat you up, that draws water out of the system, which is, if you go to Genesis, how did they manipulate? They spoke into the water. Again, the Father is, let me rephrase that, the Father uses or the Father expresses himself through water. You go all through the Bible, you see water. Again, that represents the baptism. You go down in water one way, you come up another way. So water is made up of H2O. The enemy's job is to manipulate the high door with the hydra. That's his job. H-Y-D-R-O, the good stuff. H-Y-D-R-A, bad stuff. And that's the game. Your job is to overstand the game and to transmute H-Y-D-R-A, multiple-headed snake hydra, into H-Y-D-R-O, water. Remember, you can't enter into the kingdom unless you're born of the spirit and the water. Anything, nothing about no flesh and no blood. Everybody focuses on flesh and blood. And remember, we started off talking about that. Flesh and blood. We started off talking about blood and carbon. But we must go higher. Because why? That keeps you on this dimension. I don't know about you. I'm ready to go up a yonder. That means have a glorified body. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. Why? Yeshua is our elder brother. That's the purpose of, and that's the mission for everything that I do, and the purpose for the series, and also the purpose for the life management course. If you're not part of the life management course, man, also email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so you can be part of this life management system. I've re-engineered it or reorganized it, so that way it's in 7 modules. That's based upon the 7 principles, starting with blood, carbon, fire, light, spirit, plasma, and ether. All of my shows are divided up into those 7 layers. So when you receive it, you can start from the bottom, work your way all the way up to the top. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. So brothers and sisters, again, thank you so much. I see everybody on Monday at 12 noon. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. And make the $49 donation today. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Lord, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming. Thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming. Pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people. It's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.